It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Amazon. Millions of smiles delivered. Be a part of making it happen. Join Amazon at their big hiring event. More info at amazon.com/Boston Jobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
What's going on, madam?
So I had a really great date. I went out with this guy, Scott. He was really awesome. Mm-hmm. He took me to, actually, his family has like an Italian restaurant. And for our first date. And we sat there and ate for quite a while. I met a bunch of his family. We had, you know, food and wine and hung out. Thought we had like a pretty great date. And he hasn't called me back. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure why he hasn't gotten back in touch with me. I was excited to go on another date with him.
That's a tough date. Your first date with meeting like the whole family. But you said it sounds like it went well.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like, it's a little awkward, like, meeting his grandma and, like, his dad on, like, our first date. But, like, I feel like it went well. Like, it was, you know, I think I did pretty good. And, you know, everyone was pretty nice and cool and pretty relaxing. And it was, you know, it was fun.
All right, cool. We'll give him a call and see if we can help you on next, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Now back to the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Paige. This is a weird first date. She went to this dude's Italian family restaurant where, like, legit his family was there.
Right. Met the grandmother.
That's awkward.
On the first date.
Wow. Pressure.
I'm surprised that you want a second date, Paige. I'd be like, it's kind of weird. I don't. But you said you had a good time, so stay quiet. We're going to call him up right now, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Scott?
Yeah, this is Scott.
Scott, it's can we just ask you something real quick? It's the Get Up Crew, Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy from Hot 96.9.
Okay.
We're calling you because we got a call from a girl who likes you and wants to go on a date that we will pay for.
Okay. I don't understand. Like, I mean, how does she know me?
She actually already, she went out with you already. Her name is Paige.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That was quick.
I know. Why is it not happening?
I don't even want to see that brought again, all right? It's just not going to happen.
Well, she told us that she met your family and she said things went well.
Oh, really? That's what she told you?
Yeah, that's what she told us.
She said first date was at your family's restaurant. She said everybody was cool.
Yeah. She comes to my Nana's restaurant at my invitation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fantastic meal, fine wines, an excellent evening, and this bitch goes home, gets on Yelp, leaves a one-star review, says that she had better service than a Chuck E. Cheese.
What?
Are you serious?
Says that the table was sticky and dirty.
Wait a second.
I mean, we could. Hold on a second.
What?
Are you sure that she did this? It was her.
How do you know it was her?
How do I know it was her? Because she specifically mentioned dishes that she and I ate that night.
My God.
All right, hold on. Well, just to verify, Scott, Paige is on the phone. Paige, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wait, you telling me Paige is on the phone?
Paige,
what the f***? What are you doing?
honestly, it's not my fault. Your grandma learned how to cook from Chef Boyardee.
Oh my God, no.
You did not. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, the woman's 80. How does she not know how to make spaghetti and meatballs? Like, it was, that was some it was hard getting through it. I was, like, you know, trying to make a good impression and all, but damn, that food was nasty. I'm sorry.
Did you really think that I was going to give you another chance to go out with me again after you wrote that you would rather eat dog than eat another one of my grandma's meatballs?
I'm sorry, I couldn't keep it to myself. Like, I don't want people... I mean, it was disgusting. I don't want my friends going to that place. But, like, that doesn't mean him and I can't date. Like, if I'm not dating his grandma.
Paige, do you work for the Phantom Gourmet? Like, why, why even go that far? Do you write a blog or something?
Yeah, well, okay. I just started a blog, and I'm trying to build up my subscribers right now. And I feel like I need to build up some credibility. And, you know, your non-as food, like, I know people get behind me. Like, my followers are totally on my side.
How many followers do you have?
I have 12 so far, but I just, you know, I'm done.
This girl, man, she's not gonna change for anybody.
They get behind her because the 12 people are her mother, father, brother, sister, aunt.
And herself. She's not mixing business with pleasure. So listen, the reason we called you, Scott, in the beginning was to see if you'd give her a second date.
Wow.
Maybe you could bring her back to your grandmother's restaurant.
Yeah, right.
And see if you could win her over.
Yeah. Tell her I'm going to get a table for 13. Her and her 12 followers are going to serve her fantastic.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
I got two words for you. Caught cheating. But tomorrow it happens like it's never happened before. Make sure you listen to the second date update on the 10th at 8:10. All right, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, Wiggy.